Ben Musser, a.k.a. Ben Yarrow, is an independent roots musician based in Jackson Hole. He's worked with a number of musicians, including Gary Clark Jr., Brett Denon, and Shovels and Rope. Ben Yarrow has released his fourth full-length album, the Searching for Fortune original score and soundtrack. The album is a collection of songs that accompany the film, starring John Hurd, Brian Smolinski, and Christina Moore. It debuted at Queen's World Film Festival in 2017. Ben, how you been?
I'm doing pretty well, Grady. Thank you.
How you good. Doing? Very good. Staying safe and sane in Wilson, right, during the lockdown?
Yes, yes. Happy to be in Wyoming in general.
Sure.
Seems like a good place to be to.
Songs from the album are blending in and standing out quite nicely on Wyoming Sounds. And you wrote and performed the original score that sets the mood for the film, Searching for Fortune. I know you played at the Sundance Film Festival. How did you end up working on music for this particular film?
Yeah, in 2013, I was performing some showcases down at Sundance. And a director and a producer team, they're actually twin brothers, walked into the venue where I was performing, and they heard what I was doing, and apparently they really digged what I was doing, and they started chatting with my manager as I was playing my set, and I ended up getting to meet them when the show was over, and they started to tell me about this film they were working on that actually took place in Colorado and Wyoming. It was kind of serendipitous to, you know, run into these guys in Utah and for them to have this script about Wyoming. I don't know. But they were fundraising, and they you know, we traded contact info. I gave them some of my music, and they went about raising their money and called me up about, maybe a little, almost a year later. And we basically decided to work together, and they hired me
to do
the original score.
Yeah. Wonderful. Briefly describe the movie.
It's a feature narrative, and it's a dusty tale of self-discovery set in the Mountain West about a roughneck oil worker.
Yeah, I think folks in Wyoming certainly can relate to the characters and also the settings, the kind of a mountain scene, small town mountains, campfire and hunting camp scenes, and I think some of the scenes also took place in Denver, a lot of familiar places down there. I certainly recognize John Hurd. He's been in some pretty famous movies, Home Alone being one of them. And one of my favorite movies, he played the lawyer in the Milagro Beanfield War. And he passed away in not too long ago. Was this his last movie?
I think it may have been one of his, it was certainly one of his last movies.
Sure.
I feel like he was doing some stage acting. Yeah. So it could have been maybe one of his last movies, actually.
Yeah. Who were some of the folks that you worked with on the music for the film?
Well, I had just forged a relationship with producer and mixing and sound engineer named Danny Kadar, who worked with the Ava Brothers and My Morning Jacket and Band of Horses when he ran a studio in Asheville, North Carolina called Echo Mountain. And I had just started to talk with him about, I hoped that he would be able to produce my next Ben Yarrow album. And he was in a place where he was just about to have he and his wife were about to have their second child. And so he said, I can't really produce things right now, but I could mix something. And then this film score came down the line for me. And so I called him up and said, hey, would you be interested in mixing this project? And he said, absolutely. So this was kind of my first chance to work with Danny. And then Danny did subsequently end up producing my next album.
That's great.
Chronologically speaking.
Sure.
They didn't cut the newer album came out in 2017 where this one is older, but I couldn't release it until 2019. So it goes in the film world. So
sure.
Yeah, I just kind of began working with Danny, and then musicians were Jackson local Leif Routman.
Oh yeah, we know Leif.
Bass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lee played upright bass, and then Marty Camino actually played some upright bass as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, some of the local Jackson folks getting in on it as well. You're actually in the movie, right? In one of the early scenes in a bar playing on stage.
I am,
Yeah, I
yes.
recognized you.
Cameo, my first cameo.
Yeah, it was very cool. It's a nice bar sing-along that everybody joins in on called Scotch and Lemonade.
Yeah, that was, I think they had, I remember I was reflecting last night, they had written into the script, Friends in Low Places. And as the song for the scene, and we all kind of just did. I also acted as the music supervisor for the film,
Oh, cool.
and I kind of told them, it's gonna cost quite a lot of money for a big song like
Good
that. So,
point. Good point. Yep.
especially for an indie budget film.
Yeah.
So we kind of regrouped, and I thought, hey, I've got this song that one of my good friends wrote back when we were in college, called Scotch and Lemonade. And I sent a demo over to the director, and they were sold and they were into it. So I did a new recording of Scotch and Lemonade, and that's what was used there for the scene. And I drove down to Colorado, to Idaho Springs, and that's where those scenes were filmed, in a small bar down in Idaho Springs, Colorado.
Seems we've all got things to do, bills to pay, time to kill. Mother Jones takes another pill as she calls her daughter on the phone. Down the street, over the wall, Jones is built. Little Teresita crawls as her brothers watch TV. So many fine, fine people in this world getting stopped all over by the hearts. City's winter is frozen cold. Someday
enjoying a bit of Scotch and Lemonade with Ben Yarrow from the film Searching for Fortune. I'm Grady Kirkpatrick talking with Ben Yarrow, played a small part in the film, the bar scene.
Yeah,
Cool.
it was my first time acting. Well, I guess I'd done music videos, but this is the
Sure.
first time in a feature film.
Some pretty entertaining music videos, I might add.
Thanks. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Now, are most of the mountain scenes around Idaho Springs you mentioned?
Yes,
Okay.
I believe so.
Okay. Who's the big bass player in the movie in your band? That's not Leif Rautman.
No, Leif couldn't come down
He was a cool,
to Colorado.
he was a mighty looking bass player.
I might be confusing their names, but the two gentlemen, so they were musicians in the Idaho Springs area, kind of
Okay.
some extras who got the call.
Okay.
And I believe Phil Billy, is maybe what the bass player went by, and then there was another one who was Al. I think his name's Al Hicks. But yeah, it was either Phil Billy or Al Hicks.
All right, we'll keep an eye out for those cats.
And he had never played upright bass before, and it was pretty funny to give him. I drove an upright down and gave it to him, and he was like, "Whoa, man, this is far out." So faked it pretty well.
Yeah, talk about the strategy for making a record for film as opposed to a regular album.
My experience, you know, this was my first film score, and. You know, whereas I'm for my a regular album, so to speak, I think is more ego driven and it's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I don't really have to answer to anyone. And making this record for the film was very also creatively. It was just inspiring and interesting to collaborate with other people. So I started by reading the script and taking notes about moods and, you know, feelings and where music could possibly elevate the acting and, you know, combine for a more moving scene. And then I kind of, you know, gave those notes to the director. And then I had between the year when I met the director and producer, you know, they gave me the script immediately. And then it took a year for them to come back and say, we have the money to do this. But during that time I started, you know, I always kind of collect my riffs that I write, whether on guitar or piano, and just record it onto my phone. And so I kind of just created a big, you know, file full of ideas, and I presented it to the director once we knew we were going to be working together, and he kind of, you know, said yes, 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 no, no, yes, and then I took his yeses and ran with those and figured out the, you know, I didn't have to write many lyrics. 500 Miles is, I believe, the sole song that I wrote lyrics specifically for the film. It was all fairly new in a very good way to just kind of let myself act as, you know, part of the director's brain.
Alone, down the road again. Seen these rocks touch more. Just a few times. The colors of the country stir my soul. The energy, the North Platte River, surging with me on down the road. Like a cracked out trucker. Unlike me, the nice ones tend to take their time. As I seem to coast further from my home, savage beasts unleashed, one who questions the value of every moment. The distance between myself and my next port starve to shrink, twitching of a twinkle in my eye like a fool in love. Unlike me, the faithful never change their mind. 500 miles, 500 drives, hope never grow old. 500 miles, each and every time the stories I ain't never told you about a man in this land. Fossil fuels.
500 miles from Ben Yarrow, and that is part of the soundtrack, Searching for Fortune. I'm Grady Kirkpatrick talking with Ben Yarrow, and you wrote, as you mentioned, lyrics for a lot of the tunes. What about the instruments? Did you play a lot of different instruments in recording?
Yes, I did. And let's see. Okay, so I played guitar, kind of a watered-down drum set, kind of like snare and just bass drum. Percussion. I think I put some piano and some toy piano on some of the tracks. So I basically did all of that instrumentation and this in singing. I had a couple of harmony singers, and then the bass players Leaf and Marty filled in those roles. But yeah, besides the bass, I performed all the other instruments.
Is that recorded up in Jackson area or elsewhere?
Yes, I recorded here at my home studio. It was the first recording project I did, and it was the first time I engineered my own project.
Cool.
And thank goodness I had Danny Kadar to kind of help me from afar.
Tell us about the song, Who Carried You, that is in the soundtrack.
Who Carried You is a song by Malcolm Holcomb, who I had the pleasure and fortune of working for back right after I graduated from college. And I lived in New York City, and I had never heard of him before. And I got to know him and his music quite well. And it was very influential on me as a guitar player. And I began to cover his music early on in my Ben Yarrow career back when I started the band in New York. And on our second album, we cut Who Carried You, which is a song about motherhood. And I think it's a song Malcolm sing about his mama. So that separately got put on a Ben Yarrow album. And mm-hmm. my sister actually guest appears and sings on it. And the producer and director kind of were combing through my music in order to try to figure out some song placements for the film. And they came across Who Carried You, and they loved it.
From a Cajun diner to Carolina, sick in the morning to see the town doctor. Life in Agatha Christie, on a trailway bound from New Orleans. From the churchyard to the liquor store, from the clothesline clean out the door. Life in Agatha Christie, on a trailway bound from New Orleans. Who done it? Who carried you?
Who Carried You from Ben Yarrow off the Searching for Fortune soundtrack. And I wanted to ask if you think this particular project may open opportunities up for more music and film collaboration.
Yes, it's my hope that I'll be able to do another film, at least one. And I think that this is a good outlet for me to be able to try new things and get outside of the genre that Ben Yarrow, you know, my band stuff is kind of more honed in on. But I think film is a good way for musicians to be able to expand into other genres, which I do like to write in. We love to do a jazz or techno film score. And I have another script from a movie. I'm trying to finesse my way into perhaps being the composer on. So I'm working on it.
It sounds like you were very involved in Searching for Fortune. So that's a good thing.
Yes. Yes.
Wanted to ask how have you adjusted to the, the lack of live music gigs with the shutdown here?
Well, to be honest, I didn't have anything booked for the first time in a decade.
Wow.
It's really, I kind of chuckle to myself. I'm like, wow, I timed it well. And it was funny, this winter I was discussing with our booking agent, you know, whether to try to fill up some dates this summer or not. And I ultimately, after discussing with my manager, I said, you know what, let's just like sit tight this summer and focus on writing and my next album, which I'm hopefully going to do with a producer named Scott Matthews, who has worked with Roy Orbison and Eric Clapton and played with the Beach Boys. Yeah, it's
wonderful.
I'm excited about that.
It's good that you can take that time and you know, you're still moving forward. And I think the timing may have been really, really good.
Yeah, I lucked out. And so I haven't had to cancel a single gig, whereas I know my friends in this community have had, you know, they're hurting and they're canceling a lot of things. And I feel badly for them because I know how much work it takes to book shows. I mean, the amount of hours it takes to put to tour together is nauseating.
If listeners would like to get some of your music, they can find that online, right?
Absolutely. All the places they say iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, Bandcamp. It's all, this release is all digital. But our older stuff at Bandcamp, if people like physical things, they can find them there.
And you've got your website, benyarrow.com, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, it's BenYaro. And I wanted to ask you about the song and the closing credits. What was the inspiration behind the song Wyoming?
Well,
I guess Wyoming, that's a pretty obvious question.
Yeah, but specifically, Wyoming. So I grew up on the East Coast, and what brought me out here was my wife, but it was before we were married. So I came out here, I started coming out in 2008, and kind of went through this transformation of being, you know, a city boy. Or, you know, I had been living in New York. So I moved from New York City to, you know, Wilson, Wyoming.
I remember that well. That's when I moved out here in okay. Actually late 2007 and then 2008. So,
Wow. Okay. And so Wyoming speaks to my journey to get here and how I kind of coped with feeling like whether I belonged here or not. And, you know, that kind of metamorphosis from letting go of, you know, the life I had when I lived in New York or Nashville or Austin and coming out here and just doing a new thing. And, you know, there's a line in there, looking at something new to scrape the sky, you know, instead of skyscrapers, I'm looking at the peaks of the Tetons. And I would, you know, it's a lot more real out here and a lot more rugged.
A lot of music producers save the best songs for the closing credits, and it certainly goes for Searching for Fortune. Ben Yarrow, been a pleasure talking with you, and best of luck on the new record, and hopefully we'll see you down the road sooner or later.
Yeah, hopefully we can leave our pad and come down to the studio in Laramie sometime soon.
Yep.
Thanks so much, Grady.
Always welcome.
long, long way from most city folks. There lies a land that's full of life and snow, the kind that's wild and the type that sticks. Covers mother's sharp tooth landscape like Berkshire, softer than a first kiss. Have you ever been to a place you know only for the first time, and it breathes like home? It's been 3 Junes since the romance has left the room, and like an unchained truck, I'm stuck. These daydreams just won't leave me alone. Take me to Wyoming, oh, take me home. I'm dying to get to know you all on my own. It's too cold to talk, but I can clearly think how fortunate to live among you, share you with my friends. First time I saw her, years I had been lost at sea, sailing around that New York town, oh, it was just killing me. Watch them build, construct their way to grace, erase the soul drawn on those neighborhoods, forever change the pace. So I sailed west, looking for something new to scrape the sky. Up on a mountain I saw a grown man, and he looked me deep into my eyes. He said, city boy, go on back home, I know you're kind, and if you think you're man enough to stay, shed those excuses and start to pray, 'cause I'll crush you. This is my land, only deserved by a measured man. Is that you? Oh, tell me true. Taking for granted awakening times, the moose salutes, the hummingbird pines, the wolves scream, the moon. I know trucking the gun or libertarian fun, and women's suffrage lured the cowboys to come, but the cold is always near. So a long, long way from where you've grown, I'd find some kind, fine people, and a woman who's your home. But a passive search leaves the strongest man just short. One must hang his cup out all his life to reap the dripping reward of work. Now here I am, the biggest piece of peace my mind has ever known, until I'm gone again tomorrow, plagued by how big a dreamer's daydreams have grown. My soul.